come out in the form of Yeshua, but in the form of pity. So then she's unrestrained. So then it's possible that her don't mock him. But when the mayor says in the Shemesh they law, so there's reference to the case where the Yulin passed in the form of a jet, a little black. The normal natural way. So then she's relaxed. She's not on the strain. So that's why we go to the hand change, maybe passed out in the water channel. Then the Yulin passed in the Vito and passed into the Mokia, and then it came out from the Mokia. That could only happen. The Hadron of the Mokia could only happen when the woman passed the urine on the step. Oh, the Danekas, the Karaha, the Fim, never the Karaha, the Urukhali, Moy Trike, the Moy Honda. So Moy Trike, she's not on the strain. The Moy Honda will have Hadron of the Mokia. So even if she's sick, if she's not on the strain, this will not happen of Hadron of the Raglani Mokia. When there are the Mokia, what is in the Raglani? And when she says it is, it drips. Of course, no, if the woman is perfectly well, so then it will not drip. The urine can only drip at the end of the passing of water. But at the beginning, so it comes out in the form of the rock. So he says, Abu she says, I would look na nafshu, the ita we make ma, hoda kiri medes, or Abu. Oh, so then the question of Isaiah is, so why does Rabbi Meir distinguish between a medes and Yisheves, since Rabbi Meir is made it? That even in the case of Yisheves, if the urine chases, not with Alachas, so then she's Meir. So why does he distinguish between and medes and Yisheves? Let him distinguish between im sheises, im ameraglayim sheises, im dendrib. So then she's on the strain, meyo, vi nikaleches, in the ameraglayim is nikaleach, in the form of the jet. So then she's not on the strain, so we don't have to be cheshish for hotter, that ameraglayim hotter we more care. So why does he have to distinguish between the medes and Yisheves? Let her mayor distinguish between the case of Shisases, she's Neo, and the case of Kaleches, she's Neo. So Rashi says, Avo Medes in Efshalo Mizanok. He says, in Medes, it's impossible that it should come out in the form of Ikulbach. That's what Rashi says. Alright. So, so in other words, according to Rashi, so the essential distinction is between Shiseses and Mikalachas. But in Medes, the Mitzias is, and by Medes, it's never Mizanekes. It never comes. But suppose it would be Mizanekes, even if it's Medes, if we know that it's Medes, but it's Mizanekes, we'll see that it's Mizanekes. So then she'll be taken even by Medes. But ordinarily, by Medes, it's not Mizanekes, which is Medes. Alright. Now the Moresan of Nakash, Nakash. Mizanekes, Nabe, Yumon Mosavitamu, Mayos, and Dam. So the Moresikash, even Mizanekes. So true Mizanekes, we do not have to be patient for Hodro Meraglai Mokia, because this situation of the Raglai, of the Meraglai passing through the long channel, can only happen in the case of Jesus. It cannot happen in the case of Mikaleches, Mizanekes. But maybe, let's say, after she finished, but she doesn't know when the time came out. She only looks in the bowl. So then, in the stool, she looks, so she sees that there is dam in the urine. But when the dam came out, she doesn't know. Now, maybe, while she passed the water, so there was no dam. But then, after she finished, pressing the water, then dam came out from the mochia and we dropped it into the stool. So it's maybe she had a real discharge of dam the ordinary way, but the discharge of dam happened immediately upon the conclusion of the passing of water. This is how Rashi explained the Kashi. He says, as soon as he finished passing the water, then some drops of dam came out from the mochia. Oh, Mizanekes made the mochia. The name of Badi Lavi Mochia, the Gosse Badi Ragwayim, and when you keep Ragwayim, Umaki Ejbo. You know, because of the time of my house, the time of the day. The glory mach was for a guy. So, on the rabbi, the shebes al swasa sita, the mzalekes visecha sita, the nibs of dam visecha sita. In other words, when does Rabbeya say, that in the shebes is there, so it's in the case where she sits on the moon of the stool, on the rim of the stool. And then she sits on the rim of the stool. And the kinuach of the rim is in the hole of the same of the stool. And the dam was found not on the rim where she places the kinuach. And the kinuach is placed on the rim of the spoon. And the kinuach is in the hole of the spoon. And the dam was not found on the rim of the spoon, where the kinuach is placed. But the dam is found in the hole of the spoon. So it's a raya that this phenomenon of the woman discharging dam after she finished passing the water did not happen yet. Because if the discharge of dam took place after the passing of water, so it should come out where the Bisatrofe was placed. The Bisatrofe was placed on the rim, not in the hole of the stool. So that should be wet with drops of dam. But the rim of the stool where the Bisatrofe, where she was sitting, where the Bisatrofe was placed, so that did not have any drops of dam. It was only found in the urine, in the hole of the stool. So it's a raya that it came out together with the urine, not that she just wetted the rim of the stool after she finished passing the water. All right, this is the reason because of the common raya. Ose al swaza, so Ose al swaza said, we will wash the cook. All right. Now, according to Rashi's chat, since Rashi explains that Bosa Vitamu Mai, the more I ask the Kashi, doing Bosa Vitamu Mai also down, so the more applies the mayor's view of Hishem's day onto the kings, or Hishem's Aspasa Sidia. So then she's there. But suppose the Bisatrofe is also connected the hole of the stool, it's not placed on the rim of the stool, then we have to be finished. Maybe she passed water without blood. She passed water without blood. And then as soon as she concluded the passing of water, so there was a discharge, there was a flow of dam, the regular flow of dam. So Mele, since the Bisatrofe was connected to the hollow of the stool, so Mele dropped there into the urine. So even by Yeshebes, Reb Meir would say that she's male. But according to Rashi's Pshat, we should say the same thing to Reb Yehisi too. You see, the machleket between Reb Meir and Reb Yehisi is only in regard to the question as to whether we have to be chayshish of hot Reb Meir Ravayim Menokim. So Reb Yehisi says, we're not chayshish for hot Reb Ravayim Menokim. We're not chayshish for hot Reb Ravayim Menokim. Only Reb Meir is chayshish for hot Reb Ravayim Menokim. But insofar as the other shoshe is concerned, namely, maybe the passing of water was the natural waste, and it was without dam. But after she finished passing water, there was a flow of dam coming out. But if she was sitting in the Misatofel's place, on the edge, on the rim of the school, and the dam was found in the hollow together in the ruin, so then we know that it didn't come out after the she finished passing water, but it came out together with you. So but if the Misatofel was itself connected the whole of the store, so then we have to be Hashish for a mayor, we have to be Hashish a Kovit Rabbis too. So this is what all the Rishim say. According to Rashi's Pshat, even though we pass for like Rabbis, but in the case where the Misatofel was connected the whole of the Seder, of the school, so then we have to be Hashish. Maybe after she finished passing water, so there was a flow of, she had a flow of menstrual down. Menstrual down. So when is Rabbi Yossi in Italia, Bein Yishebes, Bein Yimedes, Bein Tehero? Only if she was Yoshua, Al Svasa Sefer, and Mizaneket Bezecha Sefer. But in any other situation, even Rabbi Yossi would say Bein Tehero, because of the passage of Shoshe. Maybe there were two things that happened. First she passed water, and once she finished passing water, then she had the menstrual flow, and it dropped into the urine. That's so. According to Rashi, so only in the case of Yishevis of Hasasefer, Unzaneket Visehasefer, so Rabbi Yitzi is Mitai. Now let's see the cases. Which Maishne Medes, Yom HaWodmer Lailin Okir Maizeh Yudam, כאשר אשר משפיר תימון יהודה אם ידוח עם רעי העומד דמיומד אשתינו ויוכל עצר הודו דמיומד אשתינו ויוכל עצר הודו מרגליים למוגע so she was on the spray so הודו מרגליים למוגע ועל זה דם ישב אסלם עלי מאוד מרגליים למוגע ניסאו כדאי תחש שתי בשיססס the question is how could even the maxim impress you for a moment that Yishebes when she's relaxed that the urine should make a detour and pass through the wrong channel? The answer is because the Mishnah assumed that the Mishnah may have reference to the case of Shiseses. If Shiseses, so she's not relaxed. It sounds like the Hashem Shiseses, the Hashem Dochel down. So again, she's on the spring. Umishame bin Zanekis, Nikalaes, Kim Ninofik, Yuchel, 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 אבל כששסס, אני מבין, זה נפשו, אם תאונים מאוד, כאילו אני מנס, אבל הוא מנס אי אפשר לא לזעמי. הוא פה לזעמי כסנאמי, אבל הוא מנס אי אפשר לא לזעמי. זה מציע סיפלא. זה צפה הרעש הזה. הוא פה לזעמי כסנאמי, נהי בהודו ובוקר, מי ומה לא יום ובד ורגליים הוא עושה, נהי בבד ובד ובוקר הוא לא עושה, כאילו לא עושה בבד ורגליים, אלא הוא מכיר רגליים בו, הוא מקדיש בו, דיום הוא עושה אותם, מה הוא עושה, גם בבוקר ובגליים, עד כמה שם רעש. וכושע על מה שפירש, ואם נדס אי אפשר לזעמי, אם כן, המים לא כתקוע עם נדס, אם אתם מציע סיס, ואתם מדס, אם זה אי אפשר לזעמי, so the crucial distinction is between the difference, the distinction between she says it and Imedes. So why do they have to mention Imedes? Imedes is only she says it, so the male, let him say. Let him not discuss Imedes, let him not discuss Yishebes, let him just discuss she says it versus Mimalas. She says it, she's Neo. So all Imedes is she says it, so maybe it's Neo. And certainly Yishebes is also she says it, so it's Neo. And then Mikalach has his tail. Why do they have to mention Imedes? Because she feels Imedes here, she was on the thing, and I know all Imedes, when we still in Shebes, the new things are next to the Shesses. Yes, we are she, Pierre Chapuntres, the look at Imedes, who should be sick of women, she says, all right, then. In Nando, she will be easy to have to. That people be Imedes, she has no Nifta Mita. They Nifta. They are in Yeshua in Nahar. They Imedes Shapir. Efshalom Zan. ומקשה או יסוד, אתה רואה, so, the way the Shreem are, the Shreem is Kakashi. So far, it's called it the Rashi Shik. The way the Shreem are, is counter to Rashi Shik. So, the Mede Shabri Rashol is that. That it's not like Rashi says, that the Mede is always she says. It can be Mizanekes by Mede Stuf. ומקשה או יסוד, it must be Snail in the whole Indian. Bein Vishise, Bein Vishise. Not as Rashi explains, that the Makshim, assume that the Mishnah is reference to Shiseses. No, the Machin assumed that the Mishnah is reference to both to Shiseses and to Zarekes. Well, the problem is, Maish didn't marry with Neo. Mishim Chodereise, Dein Rachmo, Niftach. Niftach, because if she sits down, so then she can move away her feet and she can open up the open. So, what? So, machine can do this. So, she cannot spread out her feet. So, maybe in Achmon Yiftach. So, my issue that the matches of Masnis, I will hold him, baby, she said, baby. Uloch, the problem, my issue, maybe it may be before the race. Then, Achmon Yiftach. Then, Achmon Yiftach. Since she cannot spread out, so maybe she's on the street. If a woman can spread out the feet, so then she's not on the strain. So, but if she's in a day, so there is the reyese, in Achmonita, she cannot spread out her feet. After that is not the case. So it's only chodol reyese, in other words. In other words, where is chodol merabayim, under what circumstances, is the phenomenon of chodol merabayim not a passive? And the circumstances of strain. But there are two types of circumstances of strain. One type of circumstance of strain means because she cannot spread out her feet. She was under strain. Then another circumstance of strain when the urine drips instead of coming out in a jet. So imagine going as far. My because there is a circumstance of strength. Then Achmonivtach, she cannot widen, she cannot spread out her feet. Alpha Gavin Zanekes, so that's a circumstance of relaxation, Zanekes. But since she is subjected to one circumstance of strength, of not being able to spread out her feet, so we already can change, maybe it's all the Raglan Nimokia. Maybe the woman is sick, and because of the sickness, so the urine goes to the wrong channel, to the wrong tunnel. So, we should call the Avodah Muzalekes, he said, so Avodah Muzalekes, so he said, it's not a day, Mayor. Hey, can you she says, because if she says it, so again, she's on the spread, because if, let's say, if a woman passes water standing, then she's on the spread. If a woman passes water and the water and the urine drips, she's again on the spread. So melee, so we should also differentiate. Maybe it's all the way by the book here. We shall be the Kula Aida Dabke Muzanekis. Kula Aida Dabke Muzanekis. So that means that even by Mizadeches there is a difference between the Vedas and Mishas. According to Rashi, if the Mitzias will be that she is a Vedas and Mizadeches, so then she would be Teva. But the Mitzias usually is that every Vedas is not Mizadeches. But suppose we know that she was a Vedas and still she was Mizadeches, so she is Teva. According to Tesis, even if we know, even if it's established that she was Mizanekes, but as long as she is in Medes, so she's on the strain, so the mere is strain change, less it's hotel mirabayolo. Oh. We shall be glad after the Rekes, but not we should put away, they finish Tesis, we should go as Mirri, Medes Mayori, a few Mizanekes. Go in, each Rima, the Maxis over the Rekes, Mishis Tesis, Înțelege exaflinele este, nu-i fărmei la vorba, hori nu înțelege. Ulo, hori e fișeles, fiind și se sunt hodorese, în șame, dar nu înțelege. Ulo, hori nu înțelege, nu-i fărmei la vorba, hori nu înțelege. So according to Rashi, the only situation where we are hinges for Hodom Rabbanu Mokei is in the urine drips. It doesn't come out in form of Dulach. Dulach, according to Tesis. So there are two situations, there are two circumstances under which Kermia is hinges less. It's so the phenomenon of Hodom Rabbanu Mokei to play. In other words, as long as there is one circumstance of strain, whether the circumstance of strain consists in dripping, or the circumstance of strain consists in standing, so we have to differentiate. So when is going to be a matrenshish for me or for Damido? That is, if it started with the voice, with the voice. When neither circumstance of strain is there. In other words, she is Mikalaches, is a Mekes, and in addition, she is Isheres. But in Medes, she is Tmeo, according to Ramea, according to Tesu, she is. In Medes, she is Tmeo, even is a Mekes, and even is a Mekes, and Isheres is Tmeo, only is a Mekes. But Isheres and Isheres is Tmeo. Alright, so Tesu is a Machia, as against Rashi, in connection with Rameyashi, because according to Rashi, so according to Rameya, so she can be Meyo only in the case of she says, but a Medes not. But the fact is, usually, by Medes, she is not Misanekes. But if we know that she is Misanekes, in the Medes is there. But according to Tainsness, no. Even if we know that she is Mizanekes, as long as she is subjected to the circumstance of strain, of being Gimedes, not able to spread out her feet, so Mele, she is Mele. Now, the universe, so as far as the male is concerned, who is Momach Mele? So, Rashi is, Tesis is Momach Mele. But, as far as the more scarce film was in Pamumaye, so it's just the reverse. So Tensis is the main deal, and Rashi is the math. Film and Bosal Tamumaye, pay who shall feel with an egg, film and Bosal, she in the Hodor is a make, which he says, Hodor will not kill us down. In other words, how does Rashi explain? Film and Bosal Tamumaye, maybe, after she finished passing the water, so she had a regular menstrual flow. So the Mele, the Kashi is not all the Alim Rabia. The Kashi is Alim Rabia too. But Tense, she thinks not all. Tense says, no, the Mele does not have such a Kashi. Let us differentiate. Maybe she had a regular menstrual flow immediately upon the conclusion of passing water. After all, we didn't see that she had a flow before, and we just see the flow she had when she passed urine. So we don't have to be chayshish. Maybe the moment she finished passing the water, then she had a discharge. If she had a discharge, she would have noticed a flow of dam before she passed the water. But the kashi of the morning is a little bit of So, Rameya says that if she is Mizanekis, and Yeshemes, so she is there, or why? Because by Mizanekis and Yeshemes, so Rameya is made it, that we cannot differentiate for the rabbi, okay, but by she says, even Mishaves, so we have to differentiate. So Mele, the Kashi is true. We know that when the woman passed the water, so she passed it in the natural way, in the form of a ruach, in the form of a jet. But that's usual when a person passes water. So the water passes, comes out in the form of a jet, in the form of a ruach. But once the person is finished with passing the water, then some drops of urine drip down. That's a usual thing. So in Melee, every time, every case where a woman found blood in the urine, so Rameya says that if she was in Sheves and she was Mizanekes, so it started with the Muslim. Neither circumstance of strain existed there. So she stayed off. But usually when a person gets through, is almost finished with passing the water, so the less drops of urine come drip down. That's the usual thing. So this woman too, of course she knows that in the bulk of the passing of water, so it came out in the form of ruach. But towards the end, the less drops of urine came out in the form of dripping down. So at that moment, when the final stage of the passing of water, she was Shiseses. And Yushua Shiseses, so at that moment when she passed the final portion of the urine in the form of dripping, in the form of Shiseses, so she was on the strain. So maybe that moment the last drops of the urine took the wrong channel and it's hotly nigh the Mokir and they came out from the Mokir together with drops of down. Now let's see the two. You go to Paskis, like her gaze. So Mele the Rambam, I mean that's the shita of all the Chachmis part, they Paskis that we did it. That's the Psach of Mechada. We did it when a woman finds you down in the urine, she stayed under all circumstances. Under all circumstances. Whether she was in Metz, or she was in Shetz, whether she was the Mizalekis, or even if she was, she says, sentiments. Go. She stayed on. Because we passed by her BNC. Now, so that means, according to the Rambam, she took Chachem Svar, and the Psach of the Mechaber, so it means that they explain the Gemara. They explain the Gemara, the Kasha of the Gemara, Mizanekes Name, Bosa Vitamu, the Gemara's Kasha. Bosa Vitamu Mai, Osidam, like faceless. Not like Rashi, because if the Rambam would explain the Gemara, Vidyum or Bosa, the Tame Maya or Sedam, maybe the dam came out after she finished passing the water. So how did the dam come out the regular way? So then the same Kasha would apply to Rabbi Yezi too. So then we'll have to say that if they call it Rabbi Yezi, then the Sheves came Medes. So we stay off only if she is Yoshva or Tzvaza Seifel. We need Zodam Biseicha Seifel. But suppose she is Yoshva Biseicha Seifel. In the case of Tufel was kept, she said in such a way that the case, the beginning of Tufel was above the hole of the scroll. So then she should be Tmeyo. And the Rambam passes that under all circumstances in Tmeyo. So apparently the Rambam holds that the Kasha of the Gemara that Kashi is directed only against Rameh. not against Rabbi Yissi. In other words, that the Rambam explained the Gemara the way Tesis does. How does Rabbi Meir say that if she is Misheles and Mizanekis, where both circumstances with the Musik, there is no circumstance of strength? So, I mean, she didn't take, she was able to spread out her feet. And at the same time, she was sitting down. And at the same time, she passed the water in the form of the rock. So she is stable. But if the she says, so then she would be Pneya Kondra Mea. And every Mikalachas towards the end of the passage of the union, she says, that happens to every person. The last few drops of urine come out, not in the form of the ruach, but in the form of drip. So the kashi is only out of Rameya. So, but according to Rabbi Yissi, so true that the last few drops of urine so is in the form of Jesus. But according to Rabbi Yissi, even the form of Jesus is there. Even the form of Jesus is there. So this is how the Rambam is. Now, let's see the Torah. Poyisho shemati lo mayim yisein ve'al yimitzu idam kos barambam shiteva b'chol enyen ve'idi shebez ve'idi medez ve'idi galech ezo ishiseses ועדי יום יורז על קורסה וישב אסתירו בכל עניין יחי בין שם רוקים רוחי ולהוב אני רק ראי ולהוקי ולהוב אני משם דם אבל בין מדס שם רוקים צר לו אם זה מקס בשיח הספר שהמים יצאים גרוח תירו אבל אם שיצסים על צפס הספר בניו נרוז דרוש אקספוינט גמור עלייק תייצס that the machleik is between Rav Meir and Rav Yude, it's not according. So in other words, the Rosh shows like Tesis, like the Rosh in Tesis, that even Rav Yisi is chenchesh. That's one Rosh in Tesis. That even Rav Yisi is chenchesh lehoder miraglaim mokya. But the difference between Rav Meir and Rav Yisi consists in this. That Rabbi Rameya is chayishish for the phenomenon of for the Meraim Mokeh in any case where there is chodel reis. Hashem ki Rabbi Yisi, he is only chayishish for the Meraim Mokeh in the case where it's talat reis. According to Rameya, so it has to be talat to Buse, like the Russian thesis. According to Rameya, when aren't we chayishish for the phenomenon of Hodam Reglaim Mokeya, if it's Tartalit and Wuse, where it's neither she says is, nor Imedes, but where it's neither she says is, nor Imedes, but if there is Hodam Reis, it's she says is, even though it's Shebes, or it's Imedes, even though it's Anekes, then Rabbiya is Cheshish. Mashiach Rabbi Yisi, he is also Cheshish. There is one Moshe Tetzis, and that's the Sheet of the Rosh, that Rabbi Yitzi is also Cheshish for Hodor Meraglaim Mokia, but only in the case where it's Tavel, you see, where she is under the strain of not being able to spread out her feet, and she is also under the strain of passing the water in the form of dripping. So this is, so he passed like Rabbi Yitzi. So that's why the Rosh passes like that. You should stay on the whole thing. Because even if it is, she says it, because it's only Chodel Reis. The Chibish Amok in Rochei, for the Meraglaim in Rochelon, we should down. Avu in Medes, when, and Shamok in Tzalo, so that's Reis. And then, so, but if the other Reis is lacking, so then she's still there. Even if that Reis is Hasil Chamanis, but we are there. Avu in Shins is in Alsvasa, say, put me on. Now, the Rosh, the two does not even mention Rashi's Pshat, Mizanekes Name, Bosa Vitano Maye, Osi. Rashi's Pshat he doesn't mention. Because if the Rosh and the two would be Cheshish for Rashi Shite, that the Gemara is saying, Yim Palu Rabbi Yisi, that when Ishiteiro, only the case where she was sitting as Vasa Seva, and the dam was found within a Seva. So then the Rosh should say that Eve, she was sitting beside a Seva. When the Kim Abdulkar was placed over the hall of this girl, so then she's always Neo, even according to Macy, and the Rosh doesn't say that. So apparently, the Rosh understood the Gemara's Kashi and was on the Tam of Mayim. Or said, Dam, like Tetzves, not like Kashi. Adam Shin Sal 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 So the Ramo, the Mechaber is a big maker in the case of Isha Shishtina in Motzavidah. Under all circumstances, according to Pesach and Mechaber, under all circumstances she is there. And the Ramo mentions all the Chumras. The Chumre of the Rosh, the Chumre of Rashi. So there are only simple situations, according to Pesach and Ramor, only in simple situations, if an Isha finds down in the urine, so she's safe. Only in simple situations, but usually, so she's safe. All right. The mechav. When Isha sheishtino mayim, v'yotze dam shirag ve'obet sheishtino v'imere v'sheishtino v'yishere zayi v'teo, v'afil yodhi shogufa v'niz dazo, ein v'chesheshes, שהגוש הסמירגלה מרגלה מרגלה או איזו שמרגלה או מן החדר וגם זה גם מה כאילו בחלחילו איזה וכל יהיה רק כשזה זה רמב״ם it's definitely a blood condition due to a blood condition or a kidney condition right וגם זה גם מה כאילו בחלחילו that's the blood או בכל יהיה that's a kidney now ויהי שמרי דהים להתירות So the Mechaber is making. In other words, and in all situations, she's Mechaber. The Yin Shemri, the Yin Latiro, the Yin Shemes, the Yin Shemo, Abu Bi Medes, that's the Roshi. Abu Bi Medes, in the Talechas, the Sechasika, the Yin Shem Dam Teo, Abu Bi Shemes, the Yin 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 Shemes, That's the chumra of Rashi's pshat. Hold la'acha b'tamu mayim. What's it done? The yin shemrim la'afilu b'nishemes. Hey, le'hatir el b'mkaleches v'nimtza adam teir ha-sefer avu ha-sfas ha-sefer meyo. If the dam was found ha-sfas ha-sefer even though she was sitting on the edge of the sefer on the rim of the sefer So she's male. And then, if she herself was sitting in the halal of the Sefer, so, and the dam was found, even though the dam was found in the urine, she's also male. In other words, when will she be tailor? She'll only be tailor if she was sitting, the Kimatofe was placed just on top of the rim of the Sefer, and the dam was found in the halal. So in other words, Whereas the Mechaber mentions this din of Teor in all situations, there are more limits it to a special situations. But ordinarily, according to Pesach and Ramo is clear. I was fast asleep in Teor, in Benin, in Chonin, in Meor. The Chim Ashim, which is Aram, Maram, the Jubes, Smith of Rishwam, and Baram, Gudim, and Baram, Shalim, Lurim, Shemaram, Rochanyoi, ידעת כי שנמצא דם בסעיף לא שנמשתה נשום יום שנמשתה משתה נשום לחוד ידוע שממנו אבו נמצא בסעיף שנשבים שמעתים שומעים הסתירו בכל מיניה יכול זה נמצא דם במקרה we want when we learned the previous synonym so we went over this happened is coming בכל זה נמצא דם במקרה יש בזה דם מהלר ומהגשר בכל זה נמצא דם במקרה אבל מי שאשר יגידו גריז דם במרגלו ומהגש הסכם לשאול שמטרוס מים כי נחים שכן רגיש להתיר בכל עניין ובכל די מחיר מחיחיס שיש לו מטה מחיחיסו בעתו עשי רגלו ומן הדם יצא in other words all this applies to the case where the woman does not have any pain at the time she passes by. So then we have to be chayshish. Maybe it's a result of what we're not here. Oh, it's the more pastors chayshish for Rashishite. Maybe the discharge took place after she finished passing water. But if she knows that every time she passes water, she has pain, so then we don't have to conjure up such a chosher mechayke. Maybe she had the menstrual flow daft upon the conclusion of passing water. Or the other chosher, maybe it's other lighting up. Because she knows that it's due to a kidney condition, or bladder condition. Every time she passes water, she has pain. When you keep on the hill, she's from Maka Machine, so my ghost will be well. When a dam needs it, but if you look at the dam, I have to listen to the line. She'll never have to tell. The Maka and Makesh is gave me the dam. I can't have the line, but in the Mako, a hinge mach me. She will have to like each as you should listen. Latsriho Dick. The Heine came to Shikashi to the Katsmahitin, the whole is looking. We will keep the dam. Tachnis Mikhloki. Alamoke Bifim, the Tashkin, the Kamehat Yokon, the Mayo, the Tetsi Amech in Kio, the Hochet Beo, the Inadam Bom Namoke. So, yes, Amra Machmia, the kidney of the woman has pain when she passes water, she still deficiencies. Maybe, on account of a sickness, as I said before, on account of a sickness, so this is likely this phenomenon. So she has to test, she makes a test. In other words, so how about kind of a test? Before she passes water, she will be bathing herself. And then she won't find that. And then, even though she finds that with you, so it will be a raya, it will be a raya that she is not disposed to discharge menstrual blood. Because if she had been disposed, because even this phenomenon, when the urine takes a wrong channel, so right, so because she's not well, so the urine takes a wrong channel. But why? So it comes out from the body. But why should it come out together with that if she is not disposed towards menstruating? But the change, maybe she is disposed towards menstruating. But if she makes a decay before she passes the urine and she finds it clean, so we just see that there is no damnido in the Rizachitz. There is no damnido chitzit, because even if this phenomenon happens when the urine takes the wrong channel and comes out, makes a detour and comes out from the blockade, so if the woman doesn't menstruate, why should them come out together with it? After all, the menstruation is a result of the bursting of the veins in the walls of the uterus. So even if on account of a condition the urine took in the wrong channel and made a detour and came out through the uterus, but why should them come with it? Unless, maybe down came out before she passed the urine, but it was retained in the vaginal canal in the Rizachitz. Now that the urine takes the wrong channel and goes through.
Sorry to interrupt. Yes, yes. I have to take down some information before this.
Phenomenon happened because she's not well. So why should it come out together with the dam? When does dam come out? If the walls, if the veins in the walls of the uterus burst, so then that comes out. So why shouldn't the chayim change? But the answer is, it's possible that dam came out from the mokeh before, let's say a few minutes before she started the best one, but it was retained in the Rizachitz. That's a usual phenomenon. It doesn't come out outside immediately. It comes out from the mochel. So many times it just comes out from the mochel into the vaginal canal, into the esophagus, and then later it is a shash in the vagina. So maybe it came out before the passing the water into the vaginal canal. And then when the perigline came out through the vaginal canal, from the mochia, through the vaginal canal, so it pushed out the drops of milk from down that were temporarily retained in the vaginal canal. So, but if she makes a dikeh, so then we know that there was no discharge of dam to the nisachit. That's the purpose of the dikeh. But that's a chumre. But the amor.
שעדיין מי שם איתם צזמי רגליים.
Two days. Suppose she made the ticket before she passed away. It was fine, but no doubt. Then she passed urine, and there was blood in the urine. In addition, she made a decay after she passed urine, and she found down again. So that some say, in such a case, she stayed up, even though she found down on the 8th, after she passed urine. Why? Because she made a decay before she passed urine, and it was clean. So how is it that now it's not clean? The answer is because when she passed water, so some drops of the urine that had blood because of the kidney or the bladder condition remained there. Then when she made the decay, so it absorbed. So those drops of dam from the urine that remained in the vaginal canal, so were walked off on the 8th. So she's not male. And some say, no, we cannot assume that. We cannot come to that conclusion. Even though she made a decay before she passed water and it was clean, and then she passed water and there was blood in the urine, and then she made a decay and found blood again on the 8th. So we cannot attribute it to the residue of male lying that was blood. And we have to differentiate, no? Maybe it's two separate things. She suffers from the bladder condition, so she has blood in the urine, but in addition, she just menstruated, and that's the dam. We cannot attribute it to the residue of the male lying. So that today, נושים ונראיצי שיחי רק אחר מלגלה או תאירו ונדם רק חיות שדר כי הוא יבוא מבחור ישנה בסדה דבית אם לא דרבו יזמח לי אם בכל ניסות אשתי מרומות זו דם but suppose she finds down in the mirror light but that dam looks different than the dam she always has seeds when she has a period. It looks different. So Mela, then it's a raya, how is it that this dam is entirely different from the dam she sees when she has a period? So it's a raya, no, this dam is nothing to do with menstruation. That's dam that comes from the urine. And it's not menstrual dam. So she said. Alright, so Simon puts on base now for Friday, Simen Kuf Tzadi Beis and Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Now, in connection of Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel, I think we learned the Gemara. I can't go over the Gemara.
Okay.
How much is
time? My watch could be very slow. I have this time.
Okay. No, it's okay.
Just one second.
So in connection with Kuf Tzadi Gimel, it's a very short simen. So you have to go over the Gemara, and we won't go over the Gemara before, some time ago. But you have to go over again, otherwise it will be very confusing. So the Perik Tinei Kesho in Kiyas Manu Yeres, the Mishnah, after Madalad on the Beis, and then the Gemara of Beit Yireis Omar Rav the Baron Beit Yireis is a Lailo Rishi and then on Daf Samachay on the Beis on some days Inu Dovet Rabbi Seyru Tanya Rabbi Seyru Chosu Inu Beit Yireis Yireis Mitzvah Peres and in connection with Suf, that's in connection with Kuf Tzadi Gimel. In connection with Kuf Tzadi Beis, you have to go over the Gemara. That's on the floor, we learned that Gemara. At the bottom of some hole in the valley, that's the Aloha of the Buhal in Nosef. Slichot, Lenshi, Slichot, Lenshi, Shiva, and Kiyin. And also, and the Gemara Dafchot, Dafchot, Nide, Dafchot Nide, Dafchot from the base on top. The whole Gemara tells stories of certain women who came before the Chachamim, and then the Damroim smelled the dam was Damchimut. Damchimut, that Gemara. All right. So it is now 1 second for Friday. Now this Simen, Simen Kuftzal Beis and Simen Kuftzal Gimel and Kuftzal Dalet. It's three short Simen. We should cover these three Simen.
What's the translation of Kachin Smoke Hole?
What is it?
What's the translation of Kachin Smoke Hole?
Particles, tiny little particles, like sand particles.
The Chotzetz Adam?
The Chotzetz Adam. The Chotzetz Adam. It has the color.
November 12, 1982, Kufzai, Cheshvan, Hashem, Tavshem, Ram, Gimel.
Now, it's based upon the Gemara, that some of the Gemara says, why? Because we are Chesh, she knows she's not aware of that raised dam. So she has to count Zayniki. Why? Because we are Chesh, since Mr. Gur Rinose, so Machmas Chimut, she had the raised dam. So that's it. Min Rabot. The Gur Rinose in his spice or Tzricho Yehim Zayniki. Bin Dilo Bin Tam. Because that's the Gemara, because Rav Chavive, so he assumed that only Deilo is Rishonish Daniki, but Tam not. So Rabbeinu told him, no, there doesn't make any difference whether Deilo or Tam. But you both go Atzmo, Bishastriye, Umotzo, Teilo. So one could say, Monoshach, if we are Cheshish, that an account of the Chimut, so she had the Riaz Dan, but suppose after the tree, she makes it wicked, she finds it clean. So then we know that she didn't tell her years down. No, so you are still Cheshish. Because maybe she had a very mild discharge. And so, Tipas Dam Kechavu. So the fact that she doesn't find any dam as with a ticket doesn't show anything. Shemma Machmaschimut was a Tipas Dam Kechavu, we are Bishopay, Unayna Shivo. Now, the other question that arises, let's say Machmaschimut she did see that, but with Raise, without Avoshe, there is no, she doesn't become an idol. So the answer is, but since the Chachomim were misake, that even without Avoshe, she still, so in the Chachomim were Gezer. So some Rishonim say that this takone of Tobua Rinose, Tzricho, Elin Nezayni Kiyin, was enacted together with the takone of Ksomi. Because if it wasn't enacted together with the takone of Ksomi, so why should the Chachamim years later make it takone? It would be like Zero Zero. Then, sometimes the Chachamim make the two takones. That's when the Gemara says, Kula Chodik Zero. That means that it was enacted, the two takones were enacted together. So here too, so that means that this takone of the Bula and Yosei, so the despise Chuchelaikim is the takone Gdume. It was enacted at the same time as the takone Ksom. Umeye Shivo Mimoch Rasyem Atvid. In other words, she has to count Shivo exclusive of the Yimatvid. Kotzra Adini Ovi Orosh. יש מקדמים שקוסקו שהם הצליחו לוי הסתרו ולוי בי ככלל בימי הספירה לוי בתחלוסות ולוי בסיפה אלו כל שהמתינו זה העניונים אחר הספירה ולדבר לסיוטיו. So it's a quote from the Russian of the Rosh. So the Rosh says that יש מנגדלים they are the Gemara Tenekes and that Gemara. So the Rosh says יש מנגדלים שקוסו, and that's the sheet of the Rashbo.
שנצריך לא יפסק תארה ולא יבדיק כלל ומי אסבירה לא יבטחיל אוסו ולא יביסי פון אלא כל שהתאים לו זה עניוני אחר אסבירה הרי זה תבלס ותהירו הרי זה תבלס ותהירו so תבוע מי לא עושה איסו ודרבונה שיז מחייבס to count seine Kiel why we are Jesus maybe mach was hin schäbe die Schaus auf Darm die Chavo so but that seine Kiel has a cool and correct Rashbo she doesn't have to make it picky of her sectare she doesn't have to make the decay of the Zayn Yom the Kiel so what so according to that she does you know Rashbo what does it mean what does it mean that she has to count seine Kiel She doesn't have to make any tickets, so how does she count? The answer is, in other words, she has to realize, she has to be on guard. She has to be on guard that she didn't see that she's clean. That in other words, because, so in other words, she has to be alerted. Otherwise, in what way does she comply with the takone of counting Zaydikim? In other words, she has to be alerted to the fact that she has to count Zaydikim 7 clean days. And she knows. Now, why is it so? Because, so it seems from all the Rishonim that when she has a discharge of Dam Machmas Chimud, then the discharge is very mild. It's very mild. So the Mele, she doesn't have to make it because that actually they are three shittes of Hashem. Now the Rosh mentions Yishkan daily because when she needs to be called Lo Yepsik Tare Lo Yepsik Kval Me Asvira Lo Yepsik Kval Me Asvira Lo Yepsik Kval Me Asvira Lo Yepsik Kval Me Asvira. So what did she accomplish? She didn't make a single digi. The answer is she accomplished by being alerted to the fact that she might have a discharge of tipas damke chavo. So the male is, as long as she's alerted to that fact, it's considered counted on the key. If she's not alerted, she's mentally not alerted to the fact that she's counting on the key, so then she might have a rias dam rabat either. But if she's mentally alerted and she's on guard, so even without making it decay, so the male she can know whether she had the Riyaz Dam or she didn't have the Riyaz Dam. It's very strange. And the coach in Timur Zayyom and Achara Svile have in the bell as a table. We're going to hear. The Rosh says, no. Elo she tzimcha b'dike kovni miya svile. Elo she yotzricho lahapsik bitare. Afal pi. Shom ribot ko b'im atriya lahapsik bitare. Meine b'im amochosh shidas yom b'deket b'chovyeim. V'chein kozla rabba. So the Ramban Shittin, I mean the Rosh Shittin, and the Ramban Shittin not like the Rashi. According to Rashi, well, no tickets whatsoever. Not the Kesef, not the Pika of Sektare, not the Pika of the Zayinikim. According to the Rosh and the Ramban, the Pika of Zayinikim, she has to make the Pika of Zayinikim. In other words, so every day, she has to make a Pika of Chathchile, like any other. Neither. So she has to make a bdika lechatchila every day, two bdikas every day. But the Eved, so only two bdikas are ma'akim, the first day and the seventh day. According to one mandoma, the Eved, only one bdika is ma'akim. According to the other mandoma, so two bdikas are ma'akim. So the bdikas of Zayinikim apply to Gual Inose, but not the bdika of Efsik Tach. Now, question is, why not Molechshach? If the Ramban and the Rosh Achim and the Rashbo and they hold that she has to make all the tickets of a regular zobe, so she, of course, a regular nido has to make the ticket of a sectare, and the ticket of a sectare is the most important thing. Let's say in regard to a regular nido. So then she has to make it because of the tare, and then she has to make the tikkas of Zayinikim. But what is the most essential tikkah by a regular nidah? Dafke of Zayinikim. Because until she makes the tikkah of Zayinikim, so she becomes kasreya. So that's with the raisin. The tikkah of Zayinikim is with the raisin. Whether the tikkas the decays of the Zion Kiel, let's say, let's consider it with the Raisi, in other words. So who has to count Zion Kiel with the Raisi? Only Zabik David has to count Zion Kiel. So she has to make, decays, we have to every day with Zion Kiel. So every day, that's the chatchila. So she has to make two tikkas every day, one in the morning and one somach lishki. But the habit, even if she didn't make tikkas every day, as long as she made two tikkas, one tikkas on the first day and one tikkas on the seventh day, so it's all right. The, according to one mandorna, so according to Rav, chilosan apopishin, seifon and seifon apopishin chilosan. So, according to Rav, only one decay is miyakin there. Either a decay on the first day, even though no other on the seventh day, or the decay on the seventh day, even though no decay on the first day. And Rav Hanina says that chilosan is seifon there. And some Rishenim pasken like Rav, but most Rishenim pasken like Rav Hanina, that chilosan is seifon there. So, as far as the Hefzik Tamu is concerned, that's certainly the right. If a Nida will not make the peak of Hefzik Tamu, so then, even if, so, Nida's Tamu, she is a sort of violent right. Why? Because until she makes the peak of Hefzik Tamu, so she becomes Kasreya. It's Bayona Pesuach. So, the peak of Hefzik Tamu changes her status from the Cheskas Reya to the Cheskas Genoa. So everybody agrees that the Bdikah of Hefzik Tamu is Miyakif in the Raisi. How about the Bdikahs? The Bdikahs of the Zion Ki? So naturally, every Bdikah, every day, that's not Miyakif there. So it's certainly not in the Raisi. Even in the Rabbonim, it's only Chachim. And then it's Mistaber that that in the Raisi only one Bdikah of the Zion Ki is Miyakif. Not two, because if Midraise took the case with the Naki, so there wouldn't be a machleket between Rav and Rav Hanine. Rav says that even in Rabbonon, Chiloso Nafokishin is safe for Rav Samachtes, I will be safe for Nafokishin Chiloso. So that goes without saying that only one Dik of the Zayniki might be Naki. Not two. The question is one Dik of the Zayniki Naki Midraise? Ma'akiv in the Raisi, over and above the peak of Hefzektari. Hefzektari is certainly the Raisi. So on that point there is a machlikes between the Chavizdas and the Sidrikar. The Chavizdas says that one Tikya of the Zion King by Zobe, so is Ma'akiv in the Raisi. And the Sidrikar says no, in the Raisi, she doesn't have to make any tikkas. How do we know that she is clean? The answer is, since she made in Tikka Hefzik Tamu, so that determined that she is not the Cheskas written down, that the flow is subsided, so in Mele, it's considered Zayin Kiyum without any Tikkas. But in Rabbono, without Tikkas, the days are not considered the Kiyum. Now, in regard to Isha Tobua Winose, so the appreciation is a reshain. One she is a reshain that Ram mentions, that she has the same status as any regular leader. So she has to make it big of the sectare, and she has to make the decays of the Zayniki like a regular leader. Then there is the Shite, that's the biggest one, the Ram mentions. Then there is the Shite of the Rashbo, the biggest cooler. She doesn't have to make any bdikas. So how does she comply with the Kodesh Chachamim? By being alerted to the fact that she has to count. So the Melee, if she knows she's on guard, that she has to count 7 clean days, so then she'll know. If she's not alerted, so she might have been shut down, and she'll not even realize it. But once, mentally, she's on guard for Zion 7 clean days, so then she's Mikayim, the count of Zion, the key. That's the biggest kula, that's Rashbashi. And then there is the shite, and that, and then it is the shite of most Rishonim, the shite of the Rosh and the Rambam, that the tikkus of Zion Yikin, yes, but the tikkus of Reshek Tagana. Now, this is what the Torah says. We need all shit to go to the hospital, she needs to go to the hospital, so what could be my three of housing the target? Meaning, my mother should be young and take it the whole year, the head cause of a rumba. Now, that is to be explained. I mean, both sheets have to be explained. As a matter of fact, I mean, the only sheet that was not have to be explained, that is very simple, is the sheet of the Ramle, the Ram mentions. The Ram mentions the sheet that the world we know say has to be called the tickets of a regular needle. That we understand. But the sheet of the Rosh and the Rambam have sectarian not and Zion Nikim, yes, that cannot be only, that has to be explained. So the Pshat is, so the Rosh himself says, in other words, because the picture of have sectarian has to be made not only, let's say, in Israel. So as far as the case of Zion Nikim in Yidlom does not have to make, does not have to make the case of that, because Yidlom in Israel, she can sit down every day of the 7 days. If it's at the end of the 7 days, it subsides, so she can always sit with her as a Bible. So, but Zion, Zion Kiyan, that's peculiar to Isobe, to Isobe Deo. But Hefzik Tare, the Dika of Hefzik Tare, has nothing to do with this special alohes of Zobe. Hefzik Tare applies to Isobe Deo, it applies to his Ovektare, it applies to Inigo. Inigo. Why does she have to make Ovektare? Because she has to determine that the flow subsided. How can we determine, establish that she's not the Cheskas Royetar? By making it bigger than that. So that has nothing to do with the healing of Zova as such. Every Nigo, Zova or Nigo, so has to make it bigger than Ovektare. So, but why? Because when a woman has the menstrual, when a woman has the period, so the derech is that she, it's not that she has one discharge of dam and that's all, finished. She continues to see. So that's why the Dika of Zetara is naturally rising by a window. Mashiach king, by way of dam achmas chimut. So there the mitzias is. The mitzias is that she only sees, that she only sees once, and the mind flow, it tickles down. That's all. Now, then, I ask you to go over the Gemara that comes, because that's a very important Gemara in the meaning of course, to go over the Gnostic. So the blesser smelled it. Omalei haidam chimudu. Bosa binapke. Eat pilzma. Eat pil rabam. Omalo. Vaili hoya binyarech. Vichimaniti. Korolei. Say that Hashem mirei. If the room is English, from our case, short of Domo, they come in Rome. Have Yosef Rabu, they come in. Arch. So, have Yosef Rabu, they come in. Arch. So, what is now? Omale, Haidam Chimu. Omale, Ibrei, Tochazi, Kamal Hakim Yidor. So, the question is, what is Gemara mentioning? It's now that, what did it make? Dam Yidor is Dam Yidor, whether it's Dam Chimu or not Dam Chimu. So, because of the Ram, the Ram mentions that the Arishayim will say that actually Damchimud is not mitam. She's not there. It's Damchimud. It's not mitam. That's why when a certain woman showed a keset to Rabbi Ezer, So he looked at it and he smelled it. He realized, he came to the conclusion that this is Dabachim. So the male, she's not male. But then the question arises, how can we say that Damchimud is not Mitame? Damchimud is not Mitame, but Tavua we not say. So, Tzricho Min Zayin Kimur is not Mitame. Why? Shalom Machla Tzchimud, but Damchimud is not Mitame. So the Ram mentions that we have Hashem say that Tavua we not say Damchimud itself is not Mitame. But we are Hishish that if she had the discharge of dam, machmas chimud, so that might, or usually it doesn't, but sometimes that might arouse a flow of damit. Dam chimud itself is not becoming. But the reason is why Tavua Minose, so has to count Zaynikim, because since she did have a discharge of dam machmas chimud, so we are Hishish that that provoked and aroused a real flow of dam. I'm not a real flow in the sense, in other words, it might flow, but dam neither. A menstrual discharge. So the male, but other shame, they say no, that the pshat in the world, you know, say it's tzrichomim zaynikim, because dam chimud itself is a dam. Don't make any difference. Why she said in this shatter dam? So why did the Gemara tell us this amire? We smelled it just to tell us, not that he meant by saying that he smelled it. He says hey dam chimud. So not by saying so you don't get you're not male. He just mentioned the fact. Einochename. She's male anyway. All right. Now, so the Rishayim will say. That dam chimud is per se is not mitame, and the only reason as to why the world in Osir has to count Zaynikim is because we are afraid lest the dam chimud arouse in menstrual dam. So why isn't dam chimud moreksha? Where does the dam chimud come from? I'm not. It's not that the dam chimud means machmas chimud, so she will have a flow of dam from Bisachitze. That it will arouse a certain mark. So it also, and the Rishayim say explicitly that the Amchimut comes from the Mokir. But still, that some Rishayim will say that it's not Mitame. But she has to count because maybe that arouses Tami. Now, you remember when we learned in Sahasride, so we discussed the Machlokes between Rav and Levi, whether my Nechodo. Or Shnei Mayonis. So I mentioned what the Chassam Sefer says, that it couldn't be that the Madonna who said Tzemachlikis in such a mitzies as whether it comes from the same source or it comes from a different source. Of course it comes from the same source from the Nokia. But the Shaila is whether it emanates from the same cause as menstruation or from a different cause. And I mentioned that Adam Shah, because according to Chassam Sefer, so it's still machlekes mitzias, but not such a divergence of mitzias that one should say that it comes from the mokeya, and one should say it doesn't come from the mokeya. That is inconceivable. But it's still machlekes mitzias, whether true, both are made that it comes from the mokeya, but the mandor Rav, who says my necho, so he says. He says that the reason is why he's male is because of the special zerasakosum of Damteya, of the main Teya, but it comes not only from the same Mokia, from the same source, but it emanates from the same cause too. So then why should it be Toya? That's the zerasakosum. And Levi says, Shneimayon is why it comes from the Mokia, but it emanates from a different cause, and that's the reason as to why the Torah says that in the Meiteya, the dam is done. So, this is the Chassam Sefer Pshat. And it is Chassam Sefer Pshat. But we mentioned another Pshat, that there is no Machlokes Mitzias, and we mentioned Kamarayas from the Tetzves, the Kamehigayas. We mentioned Kamarayas, that there is no Machlokes Mitzias of it. The Mitzias is what it is. Now, what is it? So first of all, of course, it goes without saying that it comes from Mokia. The dam that comes out in Nidia comes out from the Mokia. But both agree maybe that while it comes from the same source, it emanates from a different cause. From a different cause. So that's the machlokes. Do we say that dam Nidia by definition means menstrual bleeding? That's dam Nidia. But if it comes from the Mokia and it's not menstrual origin, so then she's not a leader. Or any dam that comes from the Mokia has a halisha dam. We mentioned now, so we saw that this Yosef Shiti is that the Mako from the Mokia itself is stone. The Ramo is chayim. So, but, and we saw that Raimet, in his Perush and Tereskeyani, says the same thing, that the Mako from the Mokim itself makes her into a Nidah Midraisa. The Nidah Midraisa. So, that's the Machlekes. So that's the Machlekes between Rav and Levi. But the Ma'ilecho is Levi Yomis. In other words, both are made, it comes from the Mokim. Both are made, it terminates from a different cause. Both are made, it terminates from a different cause. But the Shaya is, whether Al Bidin, some dam that comes from the Mokim, but doesn't terminate from the menstrual, it's not of menstrual origin, it terminates from a different cause, whether it is a Nidah Midraisa or not. So according to Rav, who says Ma'ilechot, Al Bidin it's Ma'ilechot, doesn't make any difference. And according to Levi, so it is Shtei Mayonis. Now, so according to Levi, Shtei Mayonis. So then, what would you like to be named in regard to ovulation? Many women have that problem of ovulation. So, according to the Chassam Sefer, and it should not be mentioned to anybody if I said it, because I think that according to the Chassam Sefer, so it should follow that ovulation bleeding does not make him into a leader, because the Chassam Sefer says that the machlokes between Rav and Levi is on the question whether it emanates from the same cause or a different cause. So Rav says, my nechot, that it emanates from the same cause. That's why she's there. But if it would emanate from a different cause, then she would be Taylor. And according to Levi, that's the reason as to why Damteya is Taylor. Is Taylor. Ovulation, bleeding, if he has the doctors. So while it comes from the same place, but the cause is altogether different. As some doctors say, it's just the opposite of the cause of menstruation, of ovulation. But according to what we said, that there is no machlokes mitzvahs, and that both are made there, that the tamteya, so emanates from the mokir, and both are made there, that it emanates from a different cause to the amino. And still, Rav says that it's vaynechot because only because of his special zechus, otherwise she would be in need of more. So if you relation bleeding, she has to be in need of more. Now if you relation bleeding, most women don't have ovulate, don't bleed when they ovulate. But those women who bleed when they ovulate, so the bleeding is very, very mild. And sometimes they don't even bleed. But there will be a kesset. They'll just stay. They don't even bleed. But even if they will bleed, they'll bleed a drop or so. That's all. And stop. And it will not continue. So my impression is, on the basis of this shaming, that Dam Chimut is really ovulation. Is ovulation. It's true that menstruation is largely substantially psychosomatic, and ovulation bleeding is psychosomatic. But ovulation bleeding is even more psychosomatic than menstrual bleeding. So remember, the fact is that when a woman has ovulation bleeding, so either she doesn't bleed altogether, she just ischemic, she just stays, or even if she bleeds very mildly. So that's a real damach maschim. So the Rishonim will say that the Ran mentions that damach maschimut per se is not mitat. is not the Tamei. But the reason as to why she has to count Tzaddikim, because we are Heshish, maybe this Dam Achimut aroused a menstrual flow. So why should that be? So I don't know, but since a menstrual bleeding is also to a certain extent psychosomatic, so anyway, it could arouse. So what, why shouldn't the Amchimud itself make everything we know? So we have to say indeed, Rishani, we have to say like the Chassam Sefer says, the Chassam Sefer assumed that in order to be a Nido, so she, it must be that care of menstrual algae. But if it comes from the, if it comes from the same, from the Moker, from the same place, but it's not of menstrual algae, it doesn't emanate from the same cause as menstruation emanates, so then she's not a Nido. Now, so menstruation bleeding is not a Nido. So maybe the Damchimut per se is toyer, but the reason is why she has to count Zayikim, because there is a possibility that the Damchimut might arouse sometimes menstrual bleeding. Now, so these, so the Rishayim will say, she has to count Zayikim, she has to count Zayikim, and she has to make all the tickets. That doesn't even have to be explained. But that's she just feels that then the next shita is the biggest school, that she doesn't have to make any tickets. Why? Because I mean, there's the shita of the Hashbo, she doesn't have to make any tickets. Not even tickets or Hefzekai. But the Hashbo shita is not like the Rishayim was saying, Dam Chimut per se is the historian. No, he says, he mentions that she then the Hashbo is Chimik, and she says she is a little more. What difference does it make why she sees now? But she doesn't have to make any tickets. Why not? Because ovulation bleeding. So that's the mitzvah. Even if she bleeds once, minutely, and that's all. And then it subsides. So what's the purpose of Hefzektare? What's the purpose of Hefzektare? And also, that can explain the shita of most Rishayim, of the Rosh and the Ramban, Hefzektare not. But Zayinikim, the case of Zayinikim, yes. Why Hefzektare not? Because Hefzektare has nothing to do with Zoveh. That applies to everything. So that has to do with the Mitzias. That when a woman has a flow, so she is the Cheskas Yadam. And so she has to determine, to establish the fact that it subsided. So how does she establish the fact that she subsided, that the flow subsided? By making it bigger as a dime. But ovulation bleeding, so even if she bleeds only minutely and once. She doesn't bleed more than one day. So, more than one day. So, Mele, what's the purpose of Hefzektare? Mashein Kei. So, Mashein Kei, the Dikes of Zayiniki, that's because she's a Nigo. And today, every Nigo has the same status as Isobi Mele. So, she has to make the Dikes of the Zayiniki. Now, we have to understand the Shite of the Rashbo that says that she doesn't have to make any Dikes. So Bishlam Hefzektare, understand? Because of the ancient being, is only a bleeding that takes place one moment and that's all. But why not the Bdikya of Zion King? Why not the Bdikya of Zion King? So then we have to say, please Rishayim, the Rashbo, I mean the Rashbo will certainly agree with the Shite of the Sifretar, not with the Shite of the Chavizdash. The Chavizdash it is that is only given in the Halise must have made one picture in the Zion key. It doesn't make any difference which day is Zion key, whether it's the first day or the seventh day, with Halise, or the second day, the third day, the fourth day, fifth day, sixth day. But one picture is Miyah. That's what the Hamidah says. And if she made the picture of her sector, and then she didn't make it a single picture in Zion key, and she's developed after 7 days, the Baal and Shia Mechuyom is called the conflict class. Why? So he says, because the Torah says, Sof Homolazim, What do you mean Nisar Pasuk Kalam? It doesn't mean that she has to say Hayir Yunecho Vizibosi. So what does it mean Nisar Pasuk? She has to verify. How? Verify how? Verify how? So the Sidre Tare says no. If she made a Dike of Hefsek Tare, so that established that the flow subsided, and then she was mentally alerted to the fact that she must be on guard against a rie. So that means she verifies it. That's how the Sidre Tare explains it. And Rav Da says no. She can only verify it by making the cholapok as one dike in the zayikim. So then it has to be boduk. The yomim have to be boduk. But if she doesn't make a single, even a single dike, so the yomim are not boduk. So the Rashbo apparently will agree with the shite, the Rashbo will apparently agree with the shite of the Sidre Tare, not the Chavitas. So maybe Hefsek Tare she doesn't make because Machmas Chinu, that's ovulation meaning. Ovulation meaning doesn't continue. So there is only single minute bleeding, and that's all. And Zaynikim, because since all the dikas of the Zaynikim are themselves with the Rabbonon, and here it's only because of the Chash. So the Mele, the Chachomim won up Mechayim. Chachomim Mechayim. And the Shite of the Rosh and Rambam, so can be explained according to the Shite, according to the Shite of the Chavis Das, and according to the Shite of Sidre Tare. Even according to the Shite of Chavis Das, certainly it can be explained. But even according to the Shite of the Sidre Tare, it's only in Rabbonon. But in Rabbonon, she's Bechieres. So in Rabbonon, if she doesn't make Dikes, so the Yomim are not Bodom. So then Rabbonon applies to Tavu Avinosi also. Alright. Because of the Rashbo. Goy shetavur lino osi lachashnei Goy shetavur lino osi lachashnei mozachetech Shesban orochi Vinnechitavis bikach Vyirali shemeinimo Bisho shemechim Tzorchi achupe Vichurobu Sare baasinte Vichayei tzivei. Now the question is this. Suppose it's tavur lino osi. Tavur lino osi. Tavur lino osi means in modern vocabulary it means if the chosin proposed for her, and then she agreed, so that's tavur l'nosei. But suppose it's tavur l'nosei, and they decided they'll get married 12 months later. So when do the zayinikim have to be counted? Do the zayinikim have to be counted at the very beginning? At the very beginning, of course, it doesn't mean that she's mechayeves to count the zayinikim at the very beginning. But in other words, whether the chash of Riyas Dan is that moment when she decided to get married to him. So it doesn't mean that she has to start counting now, because so it's like a woman who saw Dan. She saw Dan. Either she can start counting as I'm here immediately, or if she doesn't intend to be with the husband, she can start counting anytime she wants. But the question is, when we are cheshish, maybe machmaschim, which is so down, so are we cheshish, the first moment when the decision was made to get married, was the Bua Lunose, and she decided and she accepted it. So then is the possibility, then we are cheshish, that she had the raise down. She had the raise down. Even though they decided at that time, they will get married 12 months later. So 12 months later, she doesn't have to count on the king. Only if she's so damaged, so then she has to count on the king. Like any other woman who had the rears down. But suppose if she's the world in us now, and she accepted the proposal, and they decided that very moment, 12 months later,